Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 2 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 2 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 2 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 3 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 3 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 5 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 5 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 6 degrees. Good morning. 800 hours. Cloudy. 8 degrees.
November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo. Hey, KCI. Kilo 8, Kilo, Charlie India. How about an 8RHK? You got a copy. Well, I can hear you out there, so it's sounding good.
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo. Good morning.
Hey, Bob. Mr. Zob, how you doing there this fine, bright and early?
Doing good, doing good. How you doing?
Well, we just finally hauled in all of our radio stuff and dragging her up here on top of the old pile and hooking the old 2 meter back up.
Oh, roger that.
I just trying to get that stormy guy over there, Mr. N8RHK. You got a copy on KKCI here. So, you ready for the old radio contest again today?
Yep, I'm trying to figure out how to get from the hammers to a QRZ page.
One more time.
I have my gentries in. I'm trying to get where my hammers log in, where I log in on the hammers program. How do I get it from there to the QRZ, or do I have to do it every one over again?
Nope. You go into your hammers logbook and do a export of a, I think it's an ACID file, I can tell you. And you would export that, and it'll download, like a regular download off of the internet. But, and then that, then you go over to QRZ, and you look into there underneath your login and settings, and there's a spot where it says import contacts. And you can import all your contacts by that file that you downloaded.
Roger that.
So, I'm here. Just, we're on 28305 also.
23805?
Yeah, we're on our breakfast queue this morning. morning of that we normally are on 10 meters. But I'm just going to your site right now. If you can get that downloaded, I'll try to get on QRZ and remember how to do it.
Roger that.
Kilo 8, Kilo, Charlie India. Anybody got a copy on that?
K8GOB, I still do here in Owasso, loud and clear.
All right, I got a little delay on mine, so I'm going to have to go in and I think I'll reprogram, but I got on the thing. You just go to the QRP page, click on your logbook, and then go to settings, and it says right in there, you know, hey, I want to move a file, so you just download it's, let me look and see here, import, and it's a ADIF file, so you just have to export that from the logbook you were using, and then you can download it right into QRZ.
Roger that. Yep, I did that, and I guess it accepted it. No, they're all in.
Aren't you just Mr. Magic Man?
Roger that.
That's good. Yeah, because if you do that, that works pretty good.
Roger that. Later, y'all staying out in the weather today.
I am going to stay at the farm and move around, and I just sold the old wood stove up, so we're waiting for the heat to maximize again and take showers and get on out, and got to go over to the barn and work on some equipment.
Roger that. Just got to stay indoors today. They already got alerts out for tomorrow.
Yeah, I see. It's not supposed to be warm all week again. It's supposed to get cold next weekend again. But then, after that, I seen a high of 26.
Hey, that's shorts and t-shirts. I put that 6-volt battery on this SWR power meter, that Iowa. And, you know, I have it going through the solar board, that little battery meter. That thing is not using no power, that tiny little, it just lights it up. The last month.
Yeah, KCI. Well, if you're scanning, you should be able to hear me.
I hear you, but you don't want to hear me. I don't
know. Oh, we're just trying to get Stormy to work, so he's having trouble with his radio again. Okay, KCI, we are standing by.
Okay, KCI, what's Stormy doing?
Oh, for some reason we can't get his little icon to transmit right now, so working on it on the other radio, trying to get him to do it, so they might keep hitting it to see if he can hear me. That's what we're doing. KCI, will be standing by.
All right, that Kilo looked late too, that's the problem.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 10 degrees.
About it there, Mr. K8ZOBKCI. About it, K8ZOB, you got a copy. About it, K8ZOB, this is KKCI. K8KCI, standing by a channel.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victoria, standby.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 15 degrees. Good afternoon. Degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees.
This is KCMYVF for the Mid-Michigan Net Prenet. Do I have any check-ins for the Prenet? Call now.
Kilo, Echo 8, Papa, Charlie, Quebec, KE8, PCQ, Dave in Bay City, no traffic.
Okay, I got you in there, Dave. Any other Prenet check-ins for the Mid-Michigan Net? Call now.
Kilo, Charlie 8, Victor, Oscar, Alpha, Rick, Saginaw, no traffic.
This is... Okay, got you in there, Rick. Any other pre-net check-ins?
This is N8NTN. Beaver Township, Doug, no traffic.
This is... Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Echo, Delta, Quebec, Mike and Saginaw, no traffic.
Okay, we picked up Doug and Mike. Any other pre-net check-ins for the Mid-Michigan Net? Call now.
88DAZ, Mini Burke, no traffic.
Okay, we got you, Mini. Everyone stand by. We'll get started here in a couple of minutes. KC8YVF.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 15 degrees.
Good evening, everyone. This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and I'm located in Saginaw County and will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. at a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a direct net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at K8DAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. From the pre-net, I have the following stations, KE8PCQ, KC8VOA, N8NDN, KF8EDQ, and KD8PAZ. Those stations need not check in again. At this time, I'll take check-ins from those stations who are on short time, mobile, or are in and out. Call now.
This is WA8 WQU near Clio, Michigan. In and out. Happy New Year.
Okay, WA8WQU, we have you in the log as in and out. Thank you for joining us tonight. Any other in and out mobile or short time stations, call now. Okay, we'll go to Echolink stations. Do I have any Echolink stations? Call now. Okay, we'll go to regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the net, call now.
K8KCI, Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India, just an Oakley, no traffic. This is November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo, Bob in Franklin Township.
Okay, we picked up Jeff and Bob. Any other stations for the Mid-Michigan Net? Call down. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started with the net tonight. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone had a good week and a good weekend. Boy, it's been a cold week and a cold weekend, and looks like the rest of this week is not going to be much better. So good thing is to stay on the warm side of the door, as Minnie says, and kind of watch the world go by through the window. And that's probably some good advice for everybody here. Unfortunately, I do have to go to work in the morning, so I will be out and about at least for a while, for about 20 minutes to get to work, and then I'll be inside in a nice warm building, and then repeat that about 5 o'clock at night. So that's about as much as I want to be out there. All right, first off, we're going to go up to Bay City, KE8TCQ, and then we'll go to Rick. Good evening, Dave.
KC8YVF in the group, KE8TCQ here. Well, my favorite time of the year, winter field day. I kind of enjoy that, especially since I can do it from indoors. Had a difficult time. I just couldn't get on yesterday. I was too busy. And got on today, and I got 15 or so contacts, QSOs. But, boy, it was difficult to grab them. And, I mean, it just, I don't know if it was just my antenna or there are a lot of QRM and just a lot of repeats to get into it. But other than that, I made a few. I was on for probably 2 hours today. And other than that, we'll turn her back to net. KE8PCQ, back to net.
Dave, you were not alone. Saginaw Club did Winter Field Day this weekend. Yesterday wasn't too bad at all. But today, at least for voice operations, it was not good at all. I made maybe 7 contacts today, and we worked from 9 a.m. until about noon, and that's all I got in that. About 11 o'clock, 40 meters is what I was mainly working, went totally dead. I heard nothing out there. So I went to 10, I went to 15, I went to 20, I did 40, I did 80, and basically I
after 11 o'clock, I really didn't hear anything out there. It was dead quiet. So you weren't alone, at least, from where we were out at the airport out there on the east side of Saginaw County. That's what we had, at least, voice side. For the digital side, they were still making contacts on 20 and 40, but they said they were very difficult to even to get those. It was very hard. They were down in the noise level. So kind of difficult day at least for that. All right, KC8VOA, standby N8NTN. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Ron. Hopefully everything's going well, and hopefully you're getting recovered from field day. It was a cold one, that was for sure. Not a whole lot new going on here. Just been working on some 3D print stuff. Making some 5-gallon bucket handles. So they're a little more comfortable to hang on to when the bucket's loaded up. Other than that, not a whole lot. Been looking at some 3D projects here that I'm gathering up parts for, and hopefully I can get that going here in a little bit. So with that, I'll turn it back over to Net Control. KC8VOA to KC8YVF. And I am concerned about Minnie not hearing Minnie in here tonight. KC8VOA to KC8YVF.
Well, Rick, Minnie did check in. She's after Mike KF8EDQ, so she is about the fifth one down on the list here, so she is in here. So we got her. All right, Doug, N8NTN, followed by KF8EDQ. Go right ahead, Doug.
Well, we've been having fun trying to get things around. I got to do is I'm going to talk to my doctor and see if I can get him to write a prescription for warm weather. I don't think it'll work. I've asked him before and he wouldn't do it, but that would be the best thing for me, I think, is just go find some warm place. N8NTN, Beaver Township.
Well, Doug, if you do get him to write the prescription, let me know. I will ask my doctor, and all he's going to say is hop on a plane and go to Tahiti, I guess, because even Florida isn't that warm. So, and definitely not New Mexico or Texas, because they got the snow and the ice storm as well. So I heard at one point someplace in New Mexico got like 10 inches of snow, so they got more than we got on the ground. So not a good thing down there, that's for sure. All right, we'll go to Mike, KF8EDQ, and then we'll do a break after that. Go right ahead, Mike.
Roger that, KC8YVF. This is KF8EDQ. Let's see. I didn't go anywhere yesterday. I stayed home, saw that it was negative 12 degrees when I woke up, and a heater was having a hard time keeping up. And then I decided to not go anywhere. So I stayed home from the animal shelter. I didn't go to field day. I played radio just about all day from inside. I made some 10-meter, 15-meter sideband contacts, mostly 20-meter FT8 and 40-meter FT8. And I put my the WSJT into field day mode and made one field day contact in Alabama, but no one else had it in field day mode, so I quickly switched back to this regular mode. So with that, I'll pass it back to Nat, and I'll stick around for the 73 round. This is KF8EDQ. I'll pass it back to Nat.
All right, Mike. Yeah, that was actually probably the best scenario. Unfortunately for us that did do winter field day, that was not an option, so I'll talk about that when I get to the bottom of the list here. So this is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Net. Do we have any additional check-ins for the net? Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo, K8ZOB, Bob Itawasso.
Delta Whiskey, Dave in Saginaw.
Okay, we picked up Bob in Owosso and Dave here in Saginaw. We'll be down to you guys here in just a little bit. Okay, next up on the list, KD8PAZ, Minnie, stand by K8KCI. Good evening, Minnie.
Good evening, KC8YVF. This is KD8PAZ, and thanks, Rick, for being concerned, but I did check in even though you didn't hear me, but it's good to know that people care whether I get on here or not, and I know if I don't, I'll be hearing from somebody. So anyway, I went to breakfast on Friday and came home. I didn't go nowhere yesterday. And I didn't go nowhere today. I've been sitting here working on a puzzle. We started a Friday afternoon, and it's 1,000 pieces. So I've been staying on this side of the door, staying warm, and doing my puzzle. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie, yeah, you always have the best advice as far as staying on the warm side of the door, that's for sure. And with this weather, that's a good idea. That's about all my wife did for at least today. She was out and about yesterday. She had things to do, but she did manage to get out there. All right, next up on the list, KAKCI, stand by, NAKPR. Good evening, Jeff.
Hey, good evening, everybody, and thanks, Ron, for carrying on and doing the net tonight. Well, it was a great day yesterday at Winterfield Day. I enjoyed myself. We kind of was doing a little POTA action, but without the POTA. So we could say we were airport on the talking and on the day, I guess. So we'll just call it mobile anyways. But no, Jim and I, we had fun. Worked out good. We kind of sat in our car way over there on the east side of the airport, and we picked up, I don't know, 25 or so contacts yesterday on 15 and 10. On a little G90, I bought a little micro PA 100 amp, so we were testing that out, which gave us a good time, a good chance to do that. And Jim had to run home and get a tuner for the front end of it, so that seemed to help a lot. But no, we were picking up quite a bit, but we kept taking our time and running over to the warm shelter and drinking some hot chocolate and shooting a bowl. So it was a good day. Other than that, she's cold out. Back to net control. This is KKCI.
All right, Jeff. Yeah, I'm glad you and Jim came out. That really added to the total for the voice side of it. So if you were about 25 is what we figured, I ended up with 27 contacts was all, because I end up doing a lot of PR work throughout the weekend as well to people that come in. So on that one, that added up to a pretty good total for the voice side of it. So I'm glad you guys came out and were able to pick off that many contacts in that short of time. That was really good and it really helped out. All right, NAKPR, you're up next and stand by KEHZOB. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Ron, everybody else on the net. And shout out to WAAWQU, Terry and Kyle. I used to talk to him occasionally, every now and then, but I haven't talked to him in quite some time. But anyways, I went to church this morning. That's the only thing I did to get out of the house. And they have a little chili cook-off for the, they actually had 18 different stations you could try chili after the mass, and you voted by dollars on who you like the best and whatnot. It's for the scholarship. The church has a scholarship for the kids. So both of my girls got scholarships from the church. So we donated some cash there. Had lunch. But yeah, that's part about it. I thought about blowing the snow out of the yard, but I'm thinking, nah, I'll just wait till tomorrow morning. Because it's been snowing all day. It's still snowing out here. And the yard lights shining over the snow, and it looks like you know, the old proverbial diamonds in the snow. Pretty, it's kind of pretty, but then again, it's so cold and snowy, I'm tired of it. But, had the radio on for a little bit today. It's kind of busy with all the, winter activities there, the contests there, so didn't get I got a couple bonus stations, that's about it. So. But that's it for this round. Turn it back to Net NAKPR.
All right, Bob. Yeah, I'm glad you got to at least stayed on the warm side, like you said. Got some contacts and that, and had a good day yesterday. And like you said, it now is time just kind of relax, stay around the house, get on the radio a little bit, do some projects or whatever else. And I did go out and clean up when I got home today from field day. I cleaned off the driveway because I didn't want to track all the snow in the house. So I cleaned the driveway off so I had somewhat of a clear path to unload the vehicle. And then I went out tonight. I have to switch the cars around, so I got my car out to go to work in the morning. And, yeah, I went to leave yesterday, and I said, well, I'm going to start up all the cars. It was so cold, and my car wouldn't start. The battery was dead. I haven't run it and drove it in probably about a week and a half. So before I left for field day, I threw the battery charger on it and got it charged up and let it run overnight. And it started up. We're good to go to work in the morning. That's good. All right, we're going to go to Owosso, KE8ZOB, standby, WABW. Good evening, Bob.
Roger that. Thank you for the net tonight. I'm glad everybody enjoyed the field day for y'all that was actually out in the cold, man. That impressed me. It was pretty cold. I did it from home and got about, I think, 39 contacts and one ISS field day pass. And I enjoy it. It's my first time actually really sort of doing field day, even though I was home. And I ran off batteries, and I like doing that. I got the solar set up here. That's about it. I just stay indoors. It's been too cold for me to be outdoors. So I stay in my room, my corner, deep around my radios, and hopefully I don't screw nothing up. And I do at times. Then I call that, you know, India. Hey, I did this. Can you come help me? And he always shows up. So I always deep around and make mistakes. But at least I try. All right, Kilo, look, ladies and Alaska, bro. I'm back to net. Thanks for the net. And y'all guys stay warm, man.
All right, Bob, yeah, good advice for sure, and I'm glad you were able to get on the contest there. There were a lot of home stations this time, a lot of one homes, so 1H stations and that. The biggest one, we had an 8H station, so 8 home. I'm not sure how you got, they were at somebody's house and got 8 antennas in the air. Must have been pretty big out of farm or something like that, or big area, because they were, we got it in Michigan, too. It was an 8H, so we were kind of surprised at that one. And not a lot of Florida stations, at least, that we heard. We got them East Coast, West Coast, and to the West Side that we heard. I didn't hear any Californias, Washingtons, anything like that. By the time we quit, the bands died about 10 o'clock last night. So, yeah, I'm glad you got at least on the air. All right, WABW, he came out to field day, made some CW contacts for us. Good evening, Dave.
Okay, real good there, KCYVF, WABW. Yeah, pretty doggone cold. And thanks for the use of your antenna over the period of time there. Yeah, I didn't I didn't do anything last night when I came home with it. I had my digital event, so I got on that and did that. But I did get on today. I worked probably about two and a half hours, and I made 35 contacts. Not bad. 20 meters was sort of fun because there was another contest going on, a DX contest. So you got to sort of, if you were jumping around, you had to sort of watch who you were getting. But I did work quite a few Florida today on 15 and 20. Worked a couple of California, worked into, actually Minnesota was probably my, the hardest one to get, but I did work Minnesota also, so anyway, had, like I say, about 2.5 hours, 35 contacts, not too awful bad, once I got set up, it was flowing pretty good. Anyway, that's about all I got. Turn it back to you there, KC8YVF, WADW.
All right, Dave. Yeah, I'm not sure if they do Winterfield Day like they do at Summerfield Day, where you can apply your contacts to the club. So I would have to take a look at that. I'm not sure if you can do that in a Winterfield Day like you can do that in Summerfield Day. You know, we get a lot of people that will work from home and just under their own call, but they'll say, you know, that they were representing for the Saginaw Valley ARA, so we kind of get credit for those contacts as a whole. So, all right, good on that. At least you got a good number of contacts, that's for sure. Let me take a break here just for a second. For us, we ended up with a 4I out at the airport. Like I said, we had Jim and Jeff as one sideband station. I was running a sideband station. We had two digital stations, and then Dave did CW there for a few hours for us. Counting, again, not sure the exact total, but when we add in Jeff and Jim's contacts, we had probably a total of around 175 contacts. So there were 15 CW contacts. We had probably 52 voice contacts, and the remainder, 90 something like that, of digital contacts. So a fairly productive weekend. It wasn't too bad at all. We used some passband filters this year. Everybody, at least the two digital and myself, had some filters, and that worked out much better. For me, whenever digital would key up, I would get wiped out. I couldn't hear anything, but I was able to, even though they were making contacts on, you know, 20 or other bands, I was able to still make contacts on the voice side. The noise level was quite high, though, out there, which I was quite surprised. So it was difficult hearing them, but a lot of people said I had a great signal coming back to them, and I was basically from, you know, East Coast out to Arizona and that area, and I was coming in good going east and west, but I had a hard time hearing them. But it worked out very well. When I got up on Saturday, it was 13 below zero. But the good thing, at least, the sun was out and we did not have the wind. So I had prepped for much colder temperatures with a heated vest and a face mask and all sorts of other gear, and I didn't really use any of it. So it was, for being that cold, it was fairly pleasant to be out there. It only took me under an hour to set the antenna up, run the coax, set everything up and operational. So it worked out quite well. Everybody else didn't have any problems. They were able to get in and get their antennas up and get back in the building. We came in once or twice in order to warm up and then would go back out and complete our tasks. But it worked out very well. A lot of people stopped in. Lapeer was supposed to do their field day, winter field day, but they canceled it because they were going to be doing it in an old barn with very high ceilings, and, you know, they had propane heaters, but there really was no way to try and heat that large a space with the temperatures the way they were. So we got a few people that came out from Lapeer County, came over to join us and talk and see what we were doing, so that was quite nice. Other people from around the airport stopped in and seen exactly what was going on. So had a good turnout. We had a fun day. My break. For dinner last night, my wife had my grandson, and they were out and about, and my son-in-law was working his second job at the pizza shop, so she says, well, hey, you guys want pizza for dinner? I'll stop, pick them up, and bring them out. So she did. So kudos to my wife for bringing us dinner. And we got the family discount, so we got $12 off the order, so that's even better. And we had dinner out there, had a good time, and back to work. So we got out there about 9 o'clock this morning. We worked till about noon.
and then got everything tore down. We were out of the building, cleaned and ready to go by about 1 o'clock. So when we got there, one thing, when we left, they basically never knew we were there this weekend. So just the way we like it, nice, clean, and away we went. So with that, let me take a break. This is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now. Okay, we'll go back up to the top for the 73 round. KE8PCQ, Dave, you're up, followed by KC8VOA. Good evening again, Dave.
KC8YVF from the group. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Ron, and shout out to Dave. I haven't seen WADW for probably, I don't know, 6 months. It's nice to hear him on the radio. Today, I decided that we had a little bit of snow here, about 3 inches. So I went out tonight and blew it off the driveway for just getting ready for tomorrow. And, boy, it's still cold. I mean, it is way cold. So with that said, I hope everybody has a good week. Stay safe with these temperatures, and KE8PCQ will be back to net. 73, guys.
All right, Dave, yeah, thanks for checking in tonight. And tomorrow we're supposed to get another 1 to 3 inches of snow from, like, Bay City south to Flint, and Flint south are supposed to get a little more. And then if you're on the west side of the state, you know, it's a crapshoot with the winds off the lake. So some spots over there are supposed to get another 3 to 5 inches or more, Traverse City and down the west side of the state with the lake effect. So they can keep it, and they can also keep the snow that's supposed to come tomorrow. I'm getting kind of tired of shoveling it. So, all right, KC8VOA, standby N8NPN. Good evening again, Rick.
Good evening again, Ron, and everybody in the net. Timing is just about perfect, and it's got done repairing. Well, the repair is not quite complete yet. Piece of ABS plastic for the cord winder on the vacuum cleaner. Someone was pounding at the door the other day, and I hurried up to get to the door, and I didn't quite latch the handle on the vacuum, and it fell back down and hit the bench and broke the plastic that holds the cord up when you wind the cord around it. So I did a piece of wire in it to kind of double S shape in it, and now I got to melt some more plastic in around it, and hopefully that takes care of it. For me, I'm going to try to stand on the warm side of the door until things warm up a little bit out there, and hopefully everyone else does the same, and everybody stay safe and stay warm. 73 KC8VOA.
All right, Rick. Yeah, the only 3D printing I did was Friday night. I printed a couple of labels. I have the Apache cases that you get from Harbor Freight there to put the equipment in. And there's a little slot in the front of those by the handle that have a slide-out piece of plastic, and you can put a nameplate in there. So, of course, on the maker's site, there are forms for those. So I have a couple of more new boxes that I purchased, so I printed those out, and the label, the boxes, at least, with my call sign on it, because when we get to winter field day, there's like 20 of those laying around from all the guys are using those for the equipment. So whose is whose is a question. So that's about the only thing I did. I got those labeled before I headed out for field day yesterday. All right, go up to Beaver Township, N8NPN, and then stand by KF8EDQ. Good evening again, Doug.
Good evening to all. I did on Friday. I'm on, I get the home-delivered meals from the Division on Aging. But you got to have your driveway cleaned out enough so they can get in. So I went out Friday morning, and I was, Friday morning, Thursday morning, I forget which. Anyway, I cleaned out enough, I started doing the driveway, and I made 3 trips down and back, which makes it just wide enough to put the their car in. And I'm just about to go out to do the last run, take it one more wider, and he pulls in. He was pushing snowbank with his door when he opened it, but his car was sitting on the driveway. So that's the kind of stuff we were doing around here, but that's enough. I gotta find a way to get to the warmer weather. Just sit back and wait. Good evening to all, and in again.
Yeah, Doug, I'm not looking forward to my power bill for this month. It's probably going to be a doozy, as cold as it's been. And usually February is our snowiest and coldest month. So if this is what we've got now, I really don't want to know what February's going to be. Hopefully we get a little earlier spring weather or something. We could sure use it. I don't remember having this long of this cold of temperatures, you know, for several weeks like this. Down in the teens or below, especially with the wind chill. So, yeah, definitely can use some warmer weather. All right, KF8 EDQ, stand by, KD8 TAZ. Good evening again, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. This is KF8 EDQ. Today I went to the animal shelter and I walked some dogs. Mostly hung out inside with them because it was still very cold out. So quick potty breaks outside, bring them inside, cuddle them up, and feed them treats or whatever. It's this time of year, there's not a whole lot you can do with them. I throw a tennis ball against the wall back and forth, and they chase it. Other than that, I'm handing out peanut butter and milk bones. I don't know, I've been playing a little bit of radio today, but not nearly as much as I did yesterday, so I stayed warm, and I've been playing a little bit on the computer, so I got my Wolf River Coil antenna came in this weekend, so I can't wait to give it a whirl on a park activation. Or once it gets warm out, I'll set it up and get it tuned up and everything. So I'll tell everybody stay warm. 7-3. This is KF8EDQ. I'll talk to you all. I guess tomorrow night. 7-3.
All right, Mike. Thanks for checking in tonight, and I'm glad that you're able to get out and do that for the animal shelter and that. That's one thing I don't think, I mean, for the dogs, I could probably do. I'm a dog guy, but I've never had one, so I could, you know, play with them and do that. But I've had cats all my life, and if I go there, especially if my wife went, she'd be loading up the car with more of them, and that's one thing I don't need. I got enough of them as it is, and then we have strays that we've been taking care of. My wife bought a couple of heated outdoor houses, so we've got three or four of them that have been hanging around and sleeping in the houses at night to get out of these cold temperatures, so she's happy about that. We have a heated bowl out there for water. We have a heated tray for some soft food, plus she puts out the crunchy food, the hard food, and they've been using the houses, so that's a good thing. They at least get the local strays that are out there, a warm place to stay at least at night. That's about as much as we can do. We can't catch them as far as that. They're out there. As soon as we crack a door, they take off running. So my wife would like to get a couple of them and get them fixed. We've got one female that we know, calico, and 95% of all calicos are female. So we'd like to get her fixed before we end up with more out there. All right, Minnie, KD8PAZ, and then I'll do a station break. Go right ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. Yeah, I just looked at my thermometer over there, and it said it was 13 out there. Yesterday morning, I think it was, when I got up at 5:30, it was 17 below out here. So anyway, it was cold. That's why I didn't go anywhere. Friday morning wasn't too bad, but I went out Thursday and cleaned off my truck and everything, and it took me probably about an hour to get it all cleaned off, and then there was snow yesterday or Friday morning, and I had to clean it off again. But
Other than that, I've been staying inside working on this puzzle, and like I say, it's 1,000 pieces. There's birds and bird bath and butterflies and a house and trees and flowers, so it's going to take me a while to do because all of the different colors. Anyway, this is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie, I'll look forward to seeing that puzzle when you get it done. I like looking at all of those. Those are really fun to look at, and I know you have a good time and gives you something to do in these cold winter nights to do. All right, we're down to, this is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. We'll continue on with KAKCI. Jeff, stand by NAKPR. Good evening again, Jeff.
Thanks, Ron. Yep, we had a good time. Just having conversations at the table. It's always good to catch up with everybody. And I'm one of them guys that asks about 1,000 questions, so, you know, it's just a thing. But you gotta ask, or you're never going to know. But no, we had a good time, and we were using just a standard, I guess it's a Alpha military antenna, and it was, I'll say, a loaded base with a 15-foot fiberglass rod on it. So the antenna was just a one solid 15-foot. And it went over, and it did have a one ground that we pushed in the ground was able to do. And we just had it bolted or clamped right up to the cyclone fence, and everything was above it. So we kind of got a good ground that way, too. So maybe that's what it was. We had lots of contacts from Florida, Texas, in between Idaho, Montana. You know, we did get a lot from the East Coast. And, you know, I think you heard that already, but it was fun. It was something different. We did it from the back of the car and left it running, and it was a setup. I'm not saying it was the best comfortable one, but we enjoyed it. So everything worked off my battery backup pack, so I think we tested out some equipment yesterday, and that was the main thing. So I'll say 73s to everybody. Stay warm, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night. This is KKCI. Back to Net Control.
All right, Jeff. Yeah, I actually heard a couple of POTA stations on the air out east, and they were supposed to get snow in that, too, so they must have been working from their car or something, because I'm thinking, got these POTA stations, and they're still working in these cold temperatures, and where they're going to have snow. So they got to be like you. They just have some whatever antenna that they use to set up quickly, and they work from their vehicle. So they're still out there. I'm quite surprised. All right, NAKPR, you're up next, followed by KEHZOB. Good evening again, Bob.
This is NAKPR. Not a whole lot to add. Like I said, I'll get the snow blower out tomorrow morning and get that powder off the driveway. Although, like, what little was on there before just got packed down to it, so it's not going to melt anytime soon. But I will get whatever we had the last 24 hours, I'll get that off. And, I remember talking to you about that router I had where I lost that little piece of paper. Yeah, the password or whatever you want to call it was on the bottom of it, and that seemed to work, so I was able to talk to the router. And so maybe I'll play with that, get everything changed over to that. But like you said, you had like 50 items that run off that router, and I don't know how many I've got. I don't have 50, I know that, but probably 20 anyways. So that's always a challenge. But thanks for doing that, Ron. So we'll turn it back to you, KCAYVF. This is NAKPR. 73, everybody.
All right, Bob, I'm glad that you're able to find that. And for whatever reason, like I said, as the routers get older, they start to lose their signal strength, whatever you want to call it, to connect to things. And I've heard of that happening quite a bit. I've read a couple of articles like that, that as they get older, and most things are on the 2.4 gig, and that's what I was having. Majority of things I have are on that. And that was it. They would drop out and then come back and drop out and come back, and sometimes they wouldn't come back. They would just, wasn't enough space for them. I had too many things. And the older routers, if you're 8, 10 years old, typically will only handle about 20 2.4 gig Wi-Fi devices. And nowadays, if you walk through your house and take a look and see what you've got, I was quite surprised because, you know, you've got your phone, and if you got a tablet, and then if you got any, you know, like the cameras or the Alexas, your connected thermostat in your house. For me, my dishwasher and my range are connected. I don't know why, but they're connected. I mean, it's amazing of how many things are connected in the house nowadays. So that was my issue. I had too many devices and not enough capabilities of my old router. All right, we're on to KE8ZOB. Stand by, WADW. Good evening again, Bob.
Roger that. Boy, this net's doing pretty good. I can hear everybody loud and clear. Tip of my can is only 14 feet in the air. It's doing a GP comment, 15, 16, something like that. But y'all are coming in good, coming here to watch. So I'm glad everybody's doing good, sounding good. I do about the same thing a lot, but coming free, so I've never done a poll, but I'm looking forward to it. But I like letting everybody down, so I'll tell you later. All right, Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo. I'm losing my voice, but still good. Talking. Back to net. Thank you again for the net.
All right, thanks, Bob, for joining us tonight. Yeah, I said, getting in, you should be okay, because we have our receive site out there in Bancroft. But the signal coming back from you does come from the center part of Saginaw City area. So, the transmitter's up quite high, and it's got a good range. So glad that you're able to pick us up on the receive site back to you. Well, and you got a good signal coming in because you got a receive site fairly close to you. So thanks for joining us tonight. Last up on the list, W8DW. Go right ahead, Dave.
Looking real good there, Ron. Yeah, I don't have a whole lot more to say. 73 sites for doing that. Everyone trying to stay warm, and we'll catch you down the log probably tomorrow. KCYVF, W8DW.
All right, Dave. Any closing comments or rechecks for the net? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 11 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed at 7:45. And returning the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone, have a great week. Maybe we'll talk to some of you tomorrow on the Savaranet. 73, KC8YVF, clear.
Good evening, 20, 100 hours. Cloudy, 15 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Snow, 15 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy, 14 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Snow, 14 degrees.